The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
The best advice. A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because you know what I'm going to say next?
Ooh.
We've got an exciting show
Ooh.
For you again today.
Ooh.
So,
chills and thrills.
Listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40-some-odd years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and also the proud and happy owners of Alive and Well. With our fabulous son Darren and the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Well, to start off, Alive and Well, we have formulas there, we have combinations there, we have nutrients there, and the best prices you'll find across the boards anywhere. And also unique formulas you'll never
unique
see.
Unique formulations
unique.
You'll not find
anywhere
else.
Anywhere.
Okay.
And also the magnificent, organic, delicious. Broad spectrum. I like to say the broad spectrum, because whatever your choice happens to be, I know our daughter is vegan. You know, we have all kinds. There are many people could be vegan, could be vegetarian, could be non-vegetarian. We have choices that fit organically into all the broad spectrum, but delicious, great prices. The Vortex water, the amazing organic local juices, you know, the organic produce, and high concentration juices only in glass. We could go on forever about this, dear.
I think you're going to.
And I'm going to say one other thing.
Well, go ahead. Say one other thing.
The terrible, every single day, terrific, not terrible, terrific gratitude that we feel every single day for the local organic farmers. This is Maui. Support the local organic farmers. That is Alive and Well in the Broth Cafe, because every day the beautiful, magnificent produce is brought in, and the high concentration in the juices and the use of it all through the cafe and the Vortex.
The Vortex water. Let us not forget the Vortex water.
Oh, of course not.
It's spring water from the mountains of the Alps, but it really comes to you from Alive and Well.
That's right.
Right out of that Vortex tumbler that is hanging on the wall, you're going to get the cleanest, most bioactive use of oxygen and hydrogen, which is water, than you ever imagined.
All
it's
pollutants
phenomenal.
Are not even present. It helps. It's detoxification, strengthening the immune system. They've proven this in every cell availability, and it's amazing.
And every bit of water that comes out of the kitchen is Vortex water. The broth is made with Vortex water. The coffee is made with Vortex water. The tea is made with Vortex
That's
water.
That's exactly right.
It's all there for you. Always the very best. Always the very best is what we offer.
That's exactly. And, you know, let's also start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medications, take them off. Doctors area. Strictly share information about what doctors have learned in clinical trials about great nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't solicit the testimonials. You come and share with us. And we are so grateful and so happy and exhilarated.
And your exhilaration is contagious, because it infuses us with great conviction to keep on keeping on. What we've been doing for the past years is...
Yeah. Gary, will you stop messing up with the mic? I almost said a bad word over there.
Yeah.
Gary did that.
Anyway.
Thank you, Gary.
We thank you, and we've dedicated to serving you in every way possible for your new birth of health, alive and well.
You know, there's always a wonderful surprise. I love the wonderful surprise about the testimonials and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
This terrific guy, and he's more like in the middle years, but looks wonderful and very fit. He said, I have to share this with you. He had this severe arm injury, the shoulder, the neck, the back, and he said it was just terrible. It was killing him, and he had a huge pussy lump on his foot that nothing would heal or stop the endless pain and the secretion of this mucus. Well, he said, you have to hear this. I took the pain power, Alive and Well's pain power, for the shoulder and neck, which nothing had helped, and it was amazingly healed quickly. It's wonderful. It feels terrific. But listen, he says, the huge foot lump, which was giant, and poured out this mucus and kept coming. Nothing could take it away. It disappeared when he started doing the pain power.
Fantastic.
He said it's gone, 100% gone, which nothing would take away. Now, that was new, wasn't it?
Well, it's new, and it's also something that we've been stressing for years, is that the pain power is multipurpose.
Yes.
It isn't just pain, but the underlying function of pain power, with all the Boswellia and the natokinase and the serratiopeptidase and all the other enzymes that are included with that super 2,000% increase effectiveness of the curcumin, reduces inflammation.
That's right.
And you've heard us harp on inflammation for so long,
yes.
So many times.
Yes.
And we're simply reiterating what medical science has shown, that inflammation is the source, the cause, the originator of all disease.
That's right. That was even recognized by the American Medical Association mm-hmm. years ago as the cause of Alzheimer's,
heart disease,
cancer, all the main things, and even diabetes, all of that was the main fundamental player in creating all of these conditions.
And what contributes to the inflammation?
Sugar.
And refined carbohydrates,
right.
Every one of which turns into sugar.
Right, that's right.
And it gives you an elevated blood sugar level and prediabetes and diabetes and every disease and dementia.
That's right. And
you
it's
want
the
talk
devil
about
in
dementia,
a mask.
You want to talk about blindness, you want to talk about amputations.
That's right.
You want to talk about heart disease, inflammation.
Yeah, and remember the old devil in a mask, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely what it is, sugar is. You know, this is very joyous to me because we've seen and heard this often. It's often about teenagers have this or it's young, but she said she just yesterday came in and said that her son's severe acne was all cleared up on the zinc cream, the ultra silver, the quercetin and vitamin C combination and the D3. She says, it's all cleared. His skin is wonderfully cleared.
Yeah.
And he's so, because again, remembering how much that does, not just for young people, but they can feel very much upset about that type of situation. And how beautiful. The natural is that we have the leading zinc cream in the U.S., the ultra silver, which kills infection, etc., and the form of vitamin C with quercetin, which is anti-inflammatory, and D3, which modulates the immune system on so many levels.
And creates natural killer cells. The killer cells kill what? Not the good guys.
No, it kills
virus and bacteria yeast and fungus and mold.
That's right.
And all different pathogens. Besides restoring your brain and your heart and your bones. Vitamin D3, major, major immune booster.
And this, a wonderful lady that's part of Alive and Well, she's young, she's only in her early 30s, and she was very upset because she wanted to have children. But she had ovarian cysts, severe pain and bleeding, and the doctor said that she probably had to have her uterus removed, take chemotherapy just to protection and all this. She said, what about natural ideas? And so just sharing ideas, not making claims about the natural progesterone cream, what Dr. John Lee, I even have the quotes from him, we're going to read it, about how natural progesterone actually fills receptor sites in breast, this is the exact definition, in breast, ovarian tissues, uterine tissues, and does not allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens to cause the growth and the bleeding and the cramps, etc. Vitamin E, which the Shute brothers from Canada, leading, learned OBGYN, the other one, a cardiologist, learned about the multitudinous roles of the natural, not synthetic, vitamin E, and help and enable the liver to detoxify the excess estrogen. Natural DIM, which is a product from the cruciferous vegetables.
Methane, yes.
And vitamin D3 and the super pure fish oils. Mm-hmm. I call them the big five. She said, I have to tell you, and this is hardly any time. She said, all the pain is gone, the cysts, all the pain, everything. I feel terrific. No heavy bleeding. It's like I've recovered completely. I'm so grateful. Well, we're so grateful. And then you know, Dr. John Lee, MD, very famous doctor, he never got a dime for a cream, but he wrote so much about natural progesterone. I'm going to have you read this, okay?
Bioidentical progesterone.
Natural, right, from the plant, standardized.
Not progestin.
No.
Progestin is a man-made chemical, right, which causes all kinds of side effects and has even been shown to help induce cancer development.
Exactly right. He wrote many books about this, and one of his books was Natural Progesterone, the Multiple Roles of a Remarkable Hormone, John R. Lee, M.D. And again, he never got any dime from this. He did this
no
to help people.
No, nothing.
And I just want to say before I have you read this, that he saved, that Dr. Lee doesn't know this, but many years ago when we were working with a very famous nutritionist in Florida, Jeff Donegan, and he found out about the natural progesterone and Dr. Lee's effect using as a cream, I had had solid rock breasts for years. And they kept saying doctors kept saying your breasts are like bean bags, solid rocks. There's no normal tissue. We must amputate or you're going to get this all going to turn to cancer and you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times. I wouldn't even listen to them anymore.
That's right.
And this was years and years and years I had that. When Jeff made us aware of the natural progesterone cream, I used that. And within 2 months, what I'd had for 20 years, completely normalized. I've used it all my life since. And that this is what the natural progesterone. Could you read what Dr. Lee had to say there about the effects of natural progesterone?
And after I read this, I'm going to also talk for just a second about how natural progesterone helps men with prostate problems.
Do it, Guy. Okay. Do it. Go ahead.
This is the progesterone effects by Dr. John Lee. Bioidentical progesterone maintains secretory endometrium, proper secretion, protects against breast fibrocysts, helps to use fat for energy, it's a natural diuretic, a natural antidepressant,
mm-hmm.
It facilitates thyroid hormone action,
right.
It normalizes blood clotting, it restores libido,
ooh.
It normalizes blood sugar levels, it normalizes zinc and copper levels, restores proper cell oxygen levels, prevents endometrial cancer, helps prevent breast cancer, stimulates osteoblast bone building.
Yes.
Necessary for survival of an embryo and precursor of corticosterone production.
Isn't that amazing? All the different things, and even the word natural progesterone originally meant promoting a healthy pregnancy, progestation, mm-hmm. not allowing the loss of it, but the heavy bleeding and contraction.
And it does that by balancing out the excessive estrogen
exactly.
hormone.
Exactly. And even the mood thing that he was talking about, it's it used to be called the happy cream. It is the happy cream.
It is that
on
indeed.
So many levels for so many ages. And remember, the bone-building cells have to have the natural progesterone,
mm-hmm.
which we stopped making in the early 40s. Just even a doctor, famous TV doctor, came on and said that, and also Dr. Niels Larson, head of Mount Sinai, OBGYN. And again, speaking about how the natural progesterone is the one substance that the osteoblasts, the bone-building cells, have to have in order to make bone. Or you lose bone, and it can reverse bone loss.
And the big one to my mind, not being a female but a male anatomy, is that as in the female anatomy, bioidentical progesterone reduces estrogen toxicity. Estrogen toxicity builds up in perimenopause age women, and well, you can't call it perimenopause men, but men go through about the same age range and right. about the same symptoms when the testosterone in the male mammal, whether it's a dog, a horse, a human being, or an elephant, the estrogens testosterone turns into estrogen.
And isn't that called andropause in men?
Andropause. Yes.
Okay, so that's right.
And that's the same age range from the early 40s on up through the 50s. And then the disaster continues as you get older, because as you get older, the 5-alpha reductase enzyme in your body starts converting your testosterone into estrogens.
We don't want that.
And estrogens give you a swollen bladder, swollen prostate
yeah.
and diminishing sex abilities, sexual activity abilities, erectile dysfunction, etc. It goes on and on and on. Well, the bioidentical progesterone cream, as Dr. John Lee said, is so effective as an excessive estrogenic, neutralizes that excessive estrogen, helps prolong your ability to perform the sexual act as you like to do it. It also reduces the frequency of prostate enlargement and, God knows, the frequency of urination, which ensues from a large prostate.
Absolutely.
So it's anti-cancer, it's bone building, as Dr.
Talk
Lee
about
says.
A
it
power
does all those
player.
Things. Okay?
Talk about multifaceted.
And great for skin. So give it a shot.
Anti-aging.
You might
want to
give it a shot because it is a positive all the way down the line.
Mona uses it every single day, Den too, right?
And Den
absolutely.
Too.
So let's go on to the news, unless you had something else you wanted to share. Okay.
This is big time news.
European pharma reporting about the big time use, okay? Leaders in Europe, okay? And this is something we should all be conscious of, okay? Daily aspirin use is no longer recommended, says the European pharma. Okay?
I wish I had that article in my hand yesterday, because a man came in talking about he's on anti-cholesterol drugs, he's on aspirin, he's on a host of different drugs, all of which have been shown in over many trials and tribulations in years to be ineffective in addressing the heart condition.
Exactly. And here's how they quote the study that showed this, the studies. This is not Mona talking, just reading. Daily use of low-dose baby aspirin, that's what they're saying, has been routinely recommended for older adults for heart disease prevention. United States Preventive Services Task Force has now officially decided, based on studies published over 3 years ago, underline, that there is, quote, no benefit for aspirin for preventing heart attack or stroke in older adults, all capitalized.
But don't tell the drug industry that, because they say otherwise.
One of the studies they reviewed of almost 20,000 healthy people ages 70 or over, 5 years of daily aspirin use, there was absolutely no decrease in risk of heart disease, heart attack, or stroke versus not taking aspirin. Yet, listen to this. However, there was a 38%, they do this bold type, 38% increase in the risk of major bleeding for those taking aspirin, especially bleeding in the head, and a significantly higher rate of death, and a much higher rate of cancer-related death.
And this is baby aspirin.
That's what they're saying.
This is the safe one.
20,000 okay. people reported here, the studies by the United States Preventive Services Task Force. Studies. And
there
3 years ago, and they're still doing it.
They're still doing it. And they're still saying that if you don't want to die, you've got to take the baby aspirin, and you've got to take the anti-cholesterol drugs. And we've told you at least a dozen times about all the tests that have been proven by medical science, not drug industry science, but medical industry science, showing that cholesterol drugs make little to no difference whatsoever in your heart health or sustaining your life. They do, however, create diabetes. They do, however, create dementia. They do create muscle wasting. And what's one of the most important muscles in your whole anatomy? It's called the heart. The cholesterol drugs weaken the heart. A weakened heart calls for further drug industry intervention and perhaps surgery, because if you don't do surgery, you're going to die. Well, holistic physicians say, and the medical science itself says, medical journals around the world say, the cholesterol drugs offer no life-extending benefit.
That's right. But you know, it's amazing because the same European doctors are all in pharma constantly reporting on the phenomenal benefits of the thousands of years used in Ayurvedic medicine, the natural Boswellia, which they call the effective treatment for osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
They go on and on how it stops inflammation, it has no side effects and everything. And inflammation, they say, just like you said, Dennis, doesn't only cause feelings of pain, it actually destroys joints. Unlike conventional drugs, Joni Mass symptoms and destroy the joints, Boswellia has been effective in all the studies at addressing all the symptoms of osteoarthritis, joint pain, overall mobility. They report the studies here, and here it is, effectiveness of Boswellia for osteoarthritis patients, a systematic review and meta-analysis that's in all the studies, reported in 2020 in the British Medical Journal, Complementary Medical Therapies. The conclusion was Boswellia is an effective and safe treatment for patients.
And where do you find Boswellia?
I wanted you to tell everybody,
well,
friend.
Have you ever heard us talk about pain power? Yeah, maybe a couple of times, but pain power is remarkable in reducing inflammation. And one of the major components, besides the 2,000% more effectiveness of the curcumin in pain power over regular turmeric, the pain power contains a generous potency of the very thing we're talking about, reducing inflammation, reducing pain, reducing and promoting natural healing process. That's the Boswellia, the curcumin, the nattokinase, the serratiopeptidase, peptidase, and several other enzymes, all in the formula of pain power. So it isn't just a matter of relieving pain, it's a matter of relieving inflammation, which is the cause of the pain. Yeah, the bones are rubbing together. It causes what? Inflammation. The inflammation causes the pain. So and on every level, on many health challenges, the inflammatory response is instrumental in creating the pain and the discomfort and the disability. Well, the pain power addresses each of those capabilities, each of those situations, by reducing the inflammation, thus reducing the pain. It's called the knockout punch for pain.
Right, and you know what I love? Because shall we let people into the door to our home early in the morning?
Oh, I don't know. It's pretty havoc. Pretty much a lot of havoc in
the
morning.
No, actually, I have it organized. I have it, but I'm going to open the door and let our dear friends in early in the morning. What do Dennis and I do every morning? What do I make every morning?
Well, this might be getting pretty private. I don't know. What
green tea.
Oh, green tea.
We love the matcha. We love the green tea. We make a concentrated green tea.
I have
total vindication here with the clinical trials.
I want you to know you just said green teas. You certainly are a tease.
I'm a tease. Yeah. Whether I'm wearing green or I'm not wearing green.
Whatever you are.
Well, the point, this is very exciting because they quote all the studies, the medical studies, called green tea suppresses brain. In the report in Aging Molecules 2021.
Suppresses brain?
No, it suppresses brain aging.
All right.
Epidemiological studies demonstrated that the intake of green tea is effective in reducing the risk of dementia, say the researchers. And our study shows evidence of the positive contribution of the green tea to brain structure, a protective effect on age-related decline in brain organization. And they say that there are natural amino acids, which we have told about.
Mm-hmm.
Theanine and arginine have stress-reducing effects. And stress accelerates aging of the brain, but theanine and arginine suppress the aging of the brain. It goes on and on about the wonderful and all the different reviews they say, all the different reviews that they quote, and they also talk for thousands of years how it's been used. We have said that. And I can never say this, honey.
You just did it very well.
Epigallate, better known as EGCG.
Epigallocatechin and gallate.
How do you figure that one out?
I could say epigallocatechin gallate.
Okay, I think the rest of the show I should speak in English, don't you think? Inhibits tumor growth and actually improves chemotherapy.
Now, what does?
That's the green tea extract.
Yes, not the epigallocatechin
3-gallate, better known as EGCG. Thousands of years, it has given people a sense of alertness and focus. So, a lot of green goodies. Okay, green goodies. But here's the master player. Then, could you read a master player reported in the medical journal Psychology Today, February 13th, 2022? Read about what researchers find. Striking links between vitamin D3 levels and Omicron. Read it.
Here it goes, folks.
Go ahead.
You've heard of Omicron. I'm sure you've heard of Omicron. That's the latest addition of all the spike proteins and the adverse effects of taking the miracle cure
Go ahead.
For the different viruses. A new study looking at the link between severe COVID-19 infection and vitamin D levels has shown that researchers called a striking, in quotation marks, a striking link between your vitamin D status prior to catching the Omicron variant of COVID. Not only that, new data show that the conventionally recommended vitamin D level of at least 20 nanograms per milliliter of blood are far too low.
Say the researchers.
And should be at a minimum of 50 nanograms per milliliter of blood. That's for this particular testing and review of the data. But there's more recent than that. And that is, it says it's got to be at minimum of 60 nanograms,
right,
up to 80 or 90 nanograms, at which point you then have an immune system.
And they tell you what to take, the dosage.
For most people, the article goes on to say, the only practical way of ensuring good levels of vitamin D3 is by using vitamin D3 supplements, vitamin capsules, says Professor Wright. A low vitamin D level, quote, is surely a primary cause of severe COVID-19. Did you hear that? Let me say that one more time, folks. Professor Wright, who wrote the article about vitamin D, says a low vitamin D level is surely a primary cause of severe COVID-19.
There it is. How many studies do they have to hear? How many experts do they have to hear?
Did he say you've got to take the different mRNA vaccines? He didn't say that. He said the vitamin D level prevents getting the infection.
That is, and so many studies we have quoted and topped, all that meta-analyses and all that. Now, listen to this here, because I just bless this doctor, Dr. Joseph McCullough, MD. He's put himself out on the line, but
has
he does
ever.
Nothing but give the analysis, fact-checked about clinical studies, always. And I'm going to share this with you, Dan, but I'm starting this. And here is the study analysis, okay, that the Dr. McCullough, MD, you have to hear this. This is amazing. Vitamin D3 and a super pure omega-3s prevent autoimmune disease.
Yep.
And this is, he first gives you the briefer and then goes into it. He calls it Story at a Glance. The study, published in the British Medical Journal, found that supplementing with vitamin D3 and the super pure omega-3 fats from fish oils significantly lower your risk of developing any autoimmune disease, including rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, thyroid diseases, and much more as you get older.
Spell the word any.
A-N-Y.
Why? Any disease.
For those taking both the vitamin D3 and the omega-3 fats from fish oils, the risk of autoimmune disease decreased by 30% or more when participants took vitamin D3, and their risk of autoimmune disease decreased even more, 39%. Are we hearing this?
Now,
auto,
what,
and then they define
do
this.
Folks, do you folks real have any idea what your vitamin D3 blood level is? I doubt it. Most people don't. They may take some vitamin D, but maybe not enough. They may get some sunshine, but maybe not enough. The idea is you want to get your blood level to a minimum of 60 nanograms per milliliter, up to 80 or 90 grams per milliliter.
Right.
And you can do that. You can test it. We have a testing vitamin D3 testing kit at the store, which you can pick up and test your own vitamin D3 level.
Yeah, and it's interesting because there's a lot that they're being said here, right? But even Dr. Mercola, who's an expert on this, actually says that vitamin D3 supplementation of 10,000 units is needed to reach a vitamin D3 level of 40 to 60 nanograms a milliliter, 10,000 units.
Per day.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Well, you didn't mention that.
I'm sorry.
It's per day.
Okay. So now going into this, and I'm going to share this with you, honey. It's quite an article. Autoimmune diseases, says Mercola's analysis, in which your immune system mistakenly attacks healthy cells, have been on the rise for about four decades, that's 40 years, and are now increasing globally, that's across the world. As a leading cause of death among women and men, the third leading cause of morbidity in industrialized countries, quoting studies, researchers have said that environmental and dietary factors can be to blame. I'm going to give it to you in a second.
What are environmental and dietary factors?
Yes.
What
foods
are
that
those?
You eat and take in, and the drugs you do, and the poisons in your food, and the poisons in your water, all of that.
All of it.
A study published BMJ, British Medical Journal, supplementing with these compounds significantly lowers risk of developing any autoimmune disease. Okay. Can you read here from vitamin D3 and omega-3 lower autoimmune
Can
disease
I
risk?
Read?
Go ahead, kid.
Okay. Vitamin D3 and omega-3 lower autoimmune disease risk. Researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital and from Harvard Medical School used data from the vitamin D and omega-3 trial, which involved 25,871 participants aged 50 for the men, 55 for women, and older, to investigate whether the vitamin D3 and omega-3 fats from marine sources reduce the risk of autoimmune disease. From those taking both vitamin D and omega-3 fats, the risk of autoimmune disease decreased by at least a minimum of 30%. Further, when participants took vitamin D3 for at least 2 years, their risk of autoimmune disease decreased even more by nearly 40%. Vitamin D's involvement in inflammation D3's involvement in inflammation and both acquired and innate, and inflammation and both acquired and innate immune responses may explain why it appears to be beneficial for preventing autoimmune diseases.
Right. And remember, there's a broad spectrum of autoimmune disease. MS is a multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm, there's a host of autoimmune diseases.
Which goes into that.
Right.
It says numerous immune systems, including monocytes, macrophages, T cells, B cells, natural killer cells, and dendritic cells.
Woo! Big words.
Those are dendritic. Vitamin D3 has multiple actions on the immune system, including enhancing the production of antimicrobial peptides by the immune cells, thereby reducing damaging pro-inflammatory cytokines and promoting the expression of anti-inflammatory cytokines.
Can I just say one thing here? Remember, what was in all reports and everything in the news, what was the main cause of death from COVID? Cytokine storm,
mm-hmm.
Where the cells attack the body's own lungs and the alveoli, the little breathing parts
alveoli,
of the lungs,
yes.
And people suffocate, okay? They can't breathe anymore.
Well, the lungs
so
fill up with
the
mucus.
Cytokine storm. So using wonderful things like the pain power and all those combinations, and then making sure you do this and the D3 and the super omega-3, stopping the cytokine storm.
Goes into that, says... reducing the damaging pro-inflammatory cytokines,
right,
and promoting the expression of anti-inflammatory cytokines. Likewise, the doctor says, the omega-3 fats eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid from omega-3...
EPA and DHA, that's right.
Those two fatty acids make omega-3.
That's right.
All right? And they inhibit the production of C-reactive protein,
right,
and inflammatory cytokines and are known to resolve inflammation.
Exactly. And also give you brain power, heart power.
Oh, boy, does it
ever. A zillion different effects, yeah, like that, beneficial,
yes,
in so many ways. Isn't that
nutrients,
amazing?
Again, nutrients, folks. Nutrients contain the magic spark of life. They help your body produce cellular life. They don't just suppress symptoms. Drugs suppress symptoms. Thank God they do. They give you some good relief. But they don't create new healthful situations. The drugs will help to reduce the inflammation, hoping that your body will have enough strength and fortitude to create new life. But the nutrients give you that capability. That's the whole story of why you eat good food and not junk. It's nutrition.
Yeah, and you know, it's incredible. How many times do we have the reports? And Dr. Marlene, MD, and she is reporting here how to improve the ejection fraction of the left ventricle of the heart.
Okay.
The ejection fraction. And she says the left ventricle of the heart is the chamber from which oxygen-rich blood is pumped out to the rest of your body.
Before you go on.
She's going to talk about exactly what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
With each heartbeat, a normal heart pumps out between 50 and 75% of the blood.
Yes.
Between 41 and 50% is borderline.
And do you know how many gallons that is a day? In 24 hours? You've got about 4 pints of blood in your body, okay, which is, what, 2 quarts? 2,000 gallons of blood are pumped every day by your heart.
Yes.
2,000 gallons.
And this is, she says here, the percentage of blood, the percent of blood pumped out with each beat is the ejection fraction. A low ejection fraction signals a weak heart. And here's what she says. The B vitamins and the cardio coenzyme Q10 are especially important for the heart. And she says this without having talked to Dennis or Mona.
Had she talked to Dennis and Mona, we probably would have quoted her previous writings.
That she's saying that, yeah, it's absolutely critical. We've said it. It produces, the cardio Q10 produces adenosine triphosphate, the cellular energy for all the musculature of the body, but particularly for the heart.
That's it.
To get it pumping.
And the brain.
That's right. And different things about, in terms of herbs, hawthorn can help to increase the amount of blood pumped out of the heart and lower blood pressure, along with other wonderful herbs, etc. The B vitamins, don't forget that too.
The B vitamins are instrumental in every cellular function in your body.
That's right.
24 hours a day.
That's exactly.
B vitamins are doing for the central nervous system, for the heart, for the liver, for the kidneys, for the lungs, the whole body. If there's one group of nutrients which are instrumental in creating proper metabolism of every cell in your body, that's the B complex vitamins.
That's exactly
but
right.
It has to be in a meaningful potency.
Yes, it does.
You can't be
that's
getting
right.
1.3 milligrams
that's
of this
right.
and 1.7 milligrams
right.
of that. You've got to get something that's an optimal level that your body can use, because I've said this probably a million times, folks, but do you do the minimum requirement of anything you do in life? Do you do the absolute minimum? Do you get up and just lazy around the house? Do you, when you apply for a job, when you're dealing with your children, when dealing with your relatives, when you're dealing with anything, you give the optimal amount of interest. And physical energy
that's
and endurance.
Right. Be
okay?
a star player. Take stage.
And that requires not the minimum. The minimum
maximum.
Nutrients are just enough to keep you breathing, not necessarily standing, but breathing. Okay? That's the minimum. You want to go for the optimum, because life is full of optimal stresses, which you encounter every day. You've got to meet those stresses, overcome them, and continue on to the glorious road of health.
And I don't know why I always think of Sly Stallone, you know, Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
And he was always Rocky, the Rocky 1-2.
Yeah.
Give the punch. The real punch that's needed. Not a little whisper, not a little wave, not a little wave, but the real punch.
Give it your all.
So there you go. Yeah. And she also says how important vitamin K2, essential for calcium, to be absorbed by bones instead of deposited in arteries where it is terribly harmful. And she recommends the K2, MK7, she kept seeing, with and taking the vitamin D increases the absorption of calcium and puts it and works with the K2 to direct the calcium to the right place. Your bones. Good for her, Dr. Marlene.
Amen.
Good for
Amen.
Her. Good for her. And so important that is, dear. And you know...
But what's also important is the vitamin K2 helps to remove the calcium that's perhaps lined up in your arteries and your capillaries. It removes that, because excess calcium deposits, or any calcium irregular deposits, is going to form calcification and reduced functioning of wherever it's deposited. So the vitamin K2 comes along and says, hey, calcium, come on over here. We're going up to the bones. We're going to strengthen the neurotransmitter activity of the brain and the heart. Don't just lay there. Get to work.
Well, that's here's a huge, does. Huge, huge important study. International Journal of Cardiology, and this we can't leave the topic without their amazing reports that they've done about the dynamic duo, okay? And there
I
it is.
I thought we were the dynamic duo.
Who? We are the dynamic duo?
Isn't
Did Gary tell you that? That we're the dynamic?
Gary knows
we're
us
dynamic
better than that.
Duo if you start dancing, Dan.
Yeah.
Dance, Dan,
that would
and
be
then
dynamic.
We're a dynamic duo.
You don't know what's dancing around my head, honey.
I understand, but when I was growing up, dancing was a very big thing.
But you've grown up now. Okay.
Nevertheless, I never grow out of that. Ask Fred Astaire, okay? Do all that. I never grow out of that. Back to this in huge study, okay? Avoiding heart failure, the two key nutrients revealed. Heart failure, which occurs when the heart is unable to regularly pump enough oxygen-rich blood through the body, currently affects 6.2 million adults in the United States.
Okay.
Wow. And then they quote the studies. Despite recent so-called advances in treatment, mortality, death from heart failure is high. A recent British medical study showed that only 45% of people, less than half, diagnosed with heart failure are still alive after 5 years.
Oh, mama.
Then they cite the studies. For people with advanced heart failure, the prognosis is even poorer. 35% die within a year. Sadly, there is no shortage of new cases. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, all capitalized, over 500,000 cases of heart failure are freshly diagnosed each year. Research proves, though, that promising natural interventions offer hope. This is so important, there's no way to say it. And they give a little explanation before. I'm going to give it to you in a second. Heart failure causes fatigue, rapid heartbeat, persistent cough, chest pain, swelling of ankles and legs, and difficulty breathing. And then I want you to quote this very important. I'm going to give it to you in a second. Western medicine uses an arsenal of drugs to target heart disease, but cause unwanted, very serious side effects. And they go, conventional medicine attempts to treat heart failure, pharmaceutical medications, ACE inhibitors, they go on, beta blockers, diuretics, and statins. These feature an array of unwanted side effects: dizziness, dehydration, fatigue, increased blood sugar levels, cough, muscle pain, memory problems.
Those are side effects of all those drugs.
Oh, terrible. That's right. And then they say other message that they hope to prolong survival: implanted defibrillators. Do they do this, and coronary bypass surgery? And we know the implanted, so many friends have heard me say that my brother died overnight with that operation that they put in, rather than just listening to me, because he was on a blood pressure medication that caused the fibrillation. A Swedish study involving, I'm going to give it just a second, a natural, non-invasive, drug-free intervention is creating a huge buzz, making researchers sit up and take notice. In research published in the, quote, International Journal of Cardiology, medical researchers reported that two natural nutrients improve outcomes significantly for heart failure patients. We were talking about the millions that were dying, without causing any adverse effects that accompany, they say, pharmaceutical medications. Will you read about the dynamic duo, please?
I will.
Beside us?
Oh, come on.
Okay. Oh, you want to read about us? Okay. Or sing or dance about it. Beside this, read about what
they're dynamic
saying.
Duo is something you may have heard us talk about in the past, but here it is from the medical journals. The dynamic duo, which is CardioQ10 and Selenium, improve heart function and slash heart disease deaths by 50%.
Can you believe?
So instead of 700,000 people dying a year, wait a minute.
They said 6.2 million. Go ahead.
Instead of 700,000 people dying in the U.S. every year of heart disease, only 350,000 would die.
Harvard said, according to their meta-analysis, it's 1.2 million.
In the U.S.?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
That's the entire scope of heart and vascular. Yes. That's right. That's right. Okay. Here's the article, word for word. Observing that patients with more severe cases of heart failure typically had lower levels of CardioQ10, a vitamin-like compound linked with heart health, scientists decided to explore the effects of CardioQ10 supplementation. In the double-blind, placebo-controlled study, which involved 443 healthy elderly adults between 70 and 88 years old, some of the patients received 200 milligrams a day of CardioQ10 and selenium, an essential mineral it's been an essential mineral forever, but they did this test for 5 years. So let's get it straight. They did the CardioQ10 and selenium for 5 years. The others received an inactive placebo. The results were eye-opening. Throughout the 5 years of follow-up, only 5.9% of the supplemented group died of cardiovascular disease, compared to more than 12.6% of the group who received the inactive placebo. EKGs showed that the CoQ10 selenium group had substantially better scores in cardiac function as well as improvements in quality of life. And finally, the supplemented participants spent less time in the hospital to the tune of 246 fewer combined days.
That's amazing.
Going on, the article says, possibly the most impressive finding was that a decade after the study, the risk of dying from heart failure, along with other cardiovascular conditions, such as heart attack, ischemic heart disease, and stroke, was still 49% lower for the supplemented group.
Can you hear this? 50, and if they're talking about
how many years?
All those zillions of people not dying.
This is after how many years? This is after 10 years. The people who took the supplements had 50% less incidence of death.
Okay. Can you believe how important this is?
Then it goes on to say, the long and short of it is this. Cardio-Q10 and selenium supplementation sliced heart disease deaths in half.
Good.
In addition, the combination continued to boost protection against cardiovascular disease for years after patients had stopped taking the test.
Slashing the deaths in half, and it's the leading cause of death in the United States?
Boy, oh boy,
throughout
oh boy.
The world? My gosh.
The article goes on to say, can I read this as well?
Yes, please. Go on. Keep reading.
The article goes on to say, a potent antioxidant, Cardio-Q10 boosts cellular energy levels and protects fragile mitochondria from damage. In fact, without all-important Cardio-Q10, the body would be unable to produce adenosine triphosphate, which is the primary molecule for storing and transferring
energy
from food.
Life.
Cellular energy. How many cells do you have? Godzillions, trillions of them.
Right.
And each of them is dependent upon what? Adenosine triphosphate.
Right. And the important thing also is to realize, too, is how many doctors have defined the difference between the cardio-Q10 and what often is used as CoQ10, ubiquinone, which is poorly converted to the 100% ubiquinol cardio-Q10.
This helps to explain why the highest concentrations of cardio-Q10 are found in the organs with the greatest energy demand, such as, what are those organs? The heart, the kidneys, the lungs, the liver, and the brain.
I was going to say brain.
Yes, okay.
And the lungs, too. That's very important,
right. Very important.
Very important.
By age 80, the doctors say, in fact, many of us have only half the amount of cardio-Q10 as in our younger years. Can I just say for a moment?
Yes, that's right.
From the moment that your dad's sperm and your mom's egg met, there was generation, life, creation going on and on and on for the first 5 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, 25 years, 27 years. Regeneration, rebuilding, restoring, renewing, making stronger and better. But at 27 thereabouts, the growth stops. It kind of hit a plateau. During all those 27 years, your body's producing cardio-Q10. But around 27 years of age, 30 years of age, you stop making the cardio-Q10. That's why holistic physicians say, take the cardio-Q10. And as you get older, you take more of it. They're recommending 100 milligrams by age 27, 30 years of age. By the time you're 45, it should be 200, they say. And you're getting older, as old as I am, you're taking perhaps 300 milligrams a day. Why? To keep the heart and the brain and all the organs in your body pumping life like they did when you were 18 or 20.
Right. And you know, again, Dan, because I know I'm not the most savvy sports person, but I am savvy in a lot of theater, and how important is not, there's not just one player on the stage, though that is, those are major players. And here's the medical reports also, because your heart, and I'm quoting the doctors right here, because your heart needs a continuous transfer of fatty acids into the mitochondria, it requires a high level of acetyl L-carnitine to make that happen. Your heart can't produce acetyl, that's passing the barrier into the heart, into the brain, etc. So it must get an adequate supply.
Well, that's a difference
that
between acetyl L-carnitine and L-carnitine.
That's what they're saying right
okay.
here.
Okay.
They say many studies have documented the beneficial effects of supplementing acetyl L-carnitine on heart health. And then they go on to say acetyl L-carnitine, the ideal form of carnitine for supporting heart and cognitive function.
Cognitive brain function.
That's right. And they go, and then this is all medical studies. Age-related cognitive decline is related to faulty mitochondria in your brain tissue. Mitochondria that can no longer function properly. Because of its large requirement for energy, not just the heart, your brain contains some of the highest concentrations of mitochondria, right up there with your heart and muscles.
Now, wait a minute. Stop right there. How many mitochondria per cell in the heart? How many mitochondria per cell in the brain? Okay, let me give you some information. The information is you can't even see a human cell unless it's under a microscope. But in that human cell are 5,000 mitochondria
right.
per heart cell and brain cell.
Right, and they go on to say acetyl L-carnitine protects against cellular damage, supports mitochondrial search. Researchers have found, the studies claim that acetyl L-carnitine, or otherwise known as ALCAR, is the best form of carnitine for supporting brain health and muscle. Studies show that ALCAR improves energy levels and muscle strength and helps promote positive mood, and acetyl carnitine allows it to cross your blood-brain barrier,
right.
enter your brain, and provide additional energy directly to brain cells, okay? So that is critically important.
So L-carnitine cannot pass the blood-brain barrier.
They said.
But the acetyl L-carnitine is the primary source of getting things into the brain where they belong.
Exactly. And, you know, getting things where they belong is coming to Alive and Well. Get things where they belong. Get these terrific supplements. Alive and Well has them there. And again, we're very, very, very grateful that the NAC Plus, which is such a star player, not only anti-COVID, liver, kidneys, hearing, it was a zillion things, but the
lungs.
Active lungs and the active form of NAC, the Alive and Well, we have it and we're so grateful it's back and all the multitudinous roles that it plays in protecting your health. All of the things are there. We're there. And remember, the Broth Cafe, the magnificent organic high concentration juices, the Vortex water and amazing foods. They can call anytime at the 877-4950. Everything will be ready whenever you want it. We'll
at
have it all ready.
At the Broth Cafe, you can use the Broth app. It's Broth at Alive and Well. That's the app. You place the order. It gives you the whole menu. And place the order. Tell them when you want to pick it up or when you want us to bring it to the crib to put in your car.
Anything.
It's there on cue.
Right there, absolutely. It's such a wonderful spectrum of great, wonderful things. Remember the utter. Dennis and I, again, not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put up people on or off medications. But we love to sit in this gorgeous, magnificent, very comfortable, very pristine, clean area with you and share information. Share information. There's never a charge. But call the 877-4950. So you can make a time. That one-on-one, Dennis or me, we're not going to be offended. Whoever you choose, we're happy about your choice. We may not be, but no, we're really happy about your choice, okay? 877-4950. Set up a time. We can go one-on-one so we're not sitting with somebody else or not there for some reason or involved with some other activity. 877-4950, whenever it's convenient for you, that when we're there, to sit and talk one-on-one, Dennis and Mona, no charge and no obligation. So this is a great thing. The great formulas, and we can remember 877-4950. We'll mail, we'll ship, we'll send loved ones wherever they happen to be, or you're traveling. All of that will be accommodated for you.
This is Dennis Jones,
and this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health
is alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.